Darkness reluctantly gave way as the sun's rays crept ever so slowly higher and higher on the bedroom wall. As its warmth radiated through the window, Lucy seemed in a daze as she watched the golden rays march up her wall, then turned suddenly to her right, for fear Stan was still there, her own breath bursting forth in a sigh of relief, breaking the silence of the moment. She found herself shuddering at the thought of his touch, how it sent shivers through her body. Lucy lay there for what seemed like eternity as she wrestled with the desperate feelings that tormented her mind, fighting back the tears like she did every morning. Reluctantly, she rose to another day of hopelessness and despair. What had she done? How had she gotten herself and her children into this mess? Now, what could she do? Or was this all life had to offer? Had hope for anything better completely vanished? She glanced in the mirror while passing on her way into the bathroom. What had she become? Most women would be so pleased to have lost so much weight, yet Lucy knew this was but another cursed result of her hopeless state. She was a beautiful woman on the outside, desired by many, yet she hated who she was on the inside. Where was God? Had he followed her into this living hell and left her to find her own way out? Shaking her head and regaining her composure, Lucy rinsed her face and fought to put on a happy exterior for her children's sake. She went off to wake them, thus beginning another day of acting. A weird smile graced her face as she thought to herself about her Oscar-deserving performance acted out daily to an unknowing world around her. While dying inside, she showed the world a woman who really never had existed, and most likely never would. Somehow, she even fooled herself at times, as she had played so many roles throughout her life. She had, you see, forever tried to be someone else she wasn't. As someone else, anyone else had to be better than who she really was. Wait, she had to stop. If those thoughts grew, she would not be able to move. She had to put on the front and go on. Shake it off, she said to herself. This is about the kids, not you. After all, you deserve this life. They don't. Now get going. Jacob was already up and around as usual, busy eating. He looked up and smiled as his mom passed by. Lucy went on to get Jolene up, knowing that she moved very slowly in the morning. Then it was on to Trent, as he needed extra help because he had cerebral palsy. Lucy looked at him as she woke him, remembering how many times she had almost lost him over the years. There was such mixed emotion within her, joy to still have him mixed with sorrow as she remembered how his trials had always been faced by her alone. These thoughts only added to her feeling of emptiness, yet in him there also is such a reason for being. In fact, so many times it was his total need of her alone that let her go on just one more day, and then another. How many times had she thought, if he didn't need me, I would so check out of this life. What could be worse than this? I'm living in a hell here on earth already. Trent looked up and smiled. Her thoughts rushed to being that mom her children needed, and she moved on with her routine. Back to Jolene, as she knew she would find her just where she left her moments before, in bed, back asleep. She woke her again, this time staying there until she actually placed her feet on the floor and stood up. Lucy looked at her precious daughter and somehow found it worth all the mess to keep on fighting for her. Less than a year ago, Larry, Jolene's dad, had kicked them all out. He had done his best to turn everyone Lucy knew against her, even her own family, cutting off, as it were, any logical way to escape her current captivity. So here she was, where she shouldn't be, living in a life she never wanted. Mom, Jolene said, stumbling into the kitchen, rubbing her eyes, almost tripping over Trent, who had fallen trying to get to his chair for breakfast. Jacob and Jolene giggled loudly as they helped Trent back to his feet. He told them he could have done it alone, pushed them away as he settled into his chair. Even so, such a warm feeling rose in Lucy that finally an unforced smile came to her face. She stood there, watching her children laugh and interact. After all, this was her only goal in life, giving them some resemblance of a normal, happy childhood that she had never had. Jacob responded to her beautiful smile with his own as he grabbed a bowl and some cereal for Trent. He had become Mom's main helper and in some ways the man of the house. This seemed good, but sadly, this too had become unhealthy, as it was Jacob's identity. His dad's unwillingness to even give his own name, his last name, had left this young man scarred. Outwardly, a happy, vibrant, engaging child, he hurt deep within. His help was always welcome, though, as this allowed Lucy to finish getting ready. She glanced at the clock anxiously, as she always waited until the very last moment possible to wake up Jonathan. Just like all of them, so much pain dwelt below the surface of this young man. Like Lucy, in so many ways, he fought to find a reason to even live. Lucy never meant to, but with no help, she had unknowingly given so much attention to Trent over the years. His CP and resultant life-threatening seizures, taken on alone by her, seemed to dominate her life. Jonathan, her second oldest son, had so often felt alone as he struggled with a sense of resentment toward Lucy and Trent. His dad being so non-existent that an alter ego personality had unknowingly risen within him to deal with these feelings of isolation. Try as she could, Lucy was now unable to break through to Jonathan. He had put up such a wall around his heart, a form of self-protection from pain. Lucy approached his bed with a sigh, feeling she had let him down and was now powerless to change what they both had become. A sense of failure flooded over her. Added to her morning emotional roller coaster ride, she leaned down to wake him. As expected, he woke glaring up at her, giving his usual smart comment about her not needing to get him up. She swallowed hard, turned, and walked away, blocking out the other hurtful comments thrown her way as Jonathan got himself up and around. Her heart broke as she walked down the hall. How she wanted to go back through the years and turn this all around. She wondered if she had ever felt more alone, more lost, more helpless, more worthless, and without hope. What's lurking in the shadows, hiding in the midst? Is it just my imagination, or does something there exist? It matches now my every step, invades my every thought. It knows my comings and my goings. So how can it be fought? I never see it, though. I know it's always there. I feel its power here. In fact, I feel it everywhere. I'd pull away as if I could. Then I would start to run. But it's still here with me, as if we two were one. Even when I think it's gone, it's never far away. Why does it torment me? Why did it come my way? It coldly steals the joy that really should be here, even when my precious children are drawing very near. For even then, it's able to grab a hold of me. Its cold touch I feel, its form I cannot see. Is there some kind of monster that holds me strong and fast? Oh, at last I see just what it is. Yes, it's my painful past. Of course it knows me. Oh, yes, it knows me well. My failures and my sins it continues to retell. It's grown in strength, you see, as it's been there all along. And now it dwells so close to me. It's like a long, sick song. Every verse is filled with suffering. Each note, another pain. Shame, guilt, and anger are its constant, sad refrain. And when I think I've buried it in the recesses of my mind, it comes to life again in me. More bad memories it does find. Oh, what can free me from this anguish that continually I feel? It's not a monster, this I know, but its the effects are just as real. I know it soon will take me down if I have to stay like this. Has my life already passed me by? Is there something that I've missed? Was there another path? Could I have gone another way? Did I ever have a chance? Or did I just badly stray? Is this the life I'm given? Am I left now here to cry? God, if you do exist, then let me ask you why.